www.thebigblue.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Still days after that horrible shooting in Sandy Hook, the world is holding their breath. I mean, truly, it does feel like that. No matter where you're listening to this show, I guarantee you have had this conversation about those children in Newtown and how their families must be feeling with two funerals already happening on Monday. Kate Delaney here at the helm, and heavy hearts, as I said, this holiday season because of what happened in that small, tiny little town in Connecticut, and people asking a lot of questions about what should they tell their kids and how safe are our schools. And let's hope that the conversation really, really spurs on deeper meetings and committee meetings on the Hill and serious thought as to mental health, assault weapons, how people can help perhaps. And I think this is truly where we should go with some of these schools anyway. What about the off-duty police officer? What about somebody else who can be in the school, who can act as somebody who is right there should the unthinkable happen? Should the unthinkable happen? And I just know a ton of you are going to email me. I've already gotten a bunch of email on that. In fact, I'll go to some of that a little bit later this hour. A couple of things to mention here. There were two funerals for how many children? There were 20 children that were killed Friday, and they just are preparing the people in Newtown for more funerals to come. And so many people feel like compelled that they want to reach out and touch and help the people somehow, that they're making their way, especially people in Connecticut, they're making their way to the town to just write notes or donate some money or do whatever they can. It's, you know, everybody has that mentality of wanting to bake a pie and wrap their arms, I think, in a way, around some of these people. And that just shows you what a great nation, what a caring nation we are. And I think that has helped some of these people, because how do you grapple with the unthinkable? How do you do that? And I just happened to see this today because, you know, I am the poll princess. So naturally, the debate over guns has been going on. This is just one aspect of it, as I was saying in our previous show. But a new poll is suggesting that elementary school shootings might be changing some of the public's opinion. Hardcore opinions actually might be changing, like Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia, who is absolutely a gun advocate and a Second Amendment proponent, you know, piggybacking off of that, but is now taking a closer look at having the conversation about assault weapons. So two polls that have come out since Friday show that as a nation, we're starting to think differently. The most recent, the CNN ORC International survey that came out just a short while ago after what happened in Colorado and Wisconsin shootings, 50% supported no restrictions or just minor restrictions on owning guns, 48% backing major restrictions on the owning of guns or making guns illegal for everyone except law enforcement and other authorized people. Now, there were similar findings in an ABC News Washington Post poll that came out around the same time. 50% of registered voters there said that they favored stricter gun control laws, and 48% opposed it. Because of the 20 children, we're seeing that there's been a little bit already, a little bit of a switch. According to a new survey, a survey from ABC News, Washington Post, now this was just released after what I just told you, this came out on Monday afternoon, what it shows is that now 44% now strongly support stricter gun laws, 32 oppose. That's the first time in this particular poll in 5 years where significantly more people favor rather than oppose stricter gun control measure. And it's the first time in the surveys going back to 2000. Less than 50% say the best way to reduce gun violence is to enforce existing laws. The number of people saying the best way is to pass new laws, and that's edged up to 32%, and that's the highest level since 2000. Now, why are we talking about all these numbers? Because this conversation, I think, is really going to continue, and it's a good thing to have the conversation. I think across the board, no matter where you slant and how you feel about guns, how you feel about schools and people being armed in schools, any of that kind of stuff, mental health issues, let's talk about this. A Pew Research Center survey that happened right after the massacre, similar findings, 47%, 44% margin. The people questioned said the shootings reflect a broader problem in society rather than being isolated from troubled people. The 47% who say the Connecticut shootings reflect broader problems is up from the 24% who felt that way after Colorado. That's significant. And the 31% who felt that way following the Arizona shootings in 2011. It's not a surprising fact, by the way, that there is a partisan divide. Half of Democrats favoring new gun laws over merely enforcing current measures. About two-thirds of Republicans question continue to advocate, push for strong enforcement of existing laws. So let's, no matter where we fall on this, let's have that conversation. You know how I feel about the Second Amendment and taking rights away. But looking at guns that strictly are used for murder, looking at massive amounts of ammunition, and this kid could have done even more horrible things, which you can't even wrap your brain around that when you think of 26 people in all being killed. But truly, they found just a cache of bullets, and he shot himself as the first responders were making their way into the school, or I don't know how many other people could have been killed or injured in the devastating events at Sandy Hook Elementary on Friday. A little bit of a twist here, and we'll talk about it, especially when we go to the mailbag, because so many of you wanted to talk about gasoline, and I think that's because a lot of people are traveling this holiday, and that's coming up next week. So gas prices are dropping. There's the good news. I mean, what's the lowest that you've paid so far when you've pulled up to fill up? I use regular, and the other day I actually got $2.44. I'm saying $2.44. And I know, and I'm following gas prices, but still, getting that amount, it seemed like it was like $1.50, if you know what I'm saying, because I haven't seen it in so long. So I said, do you remember when you paid less than $2? And when we're close to having to drive further places down the turnpike or across the country or over 75 or 95, whatever highway it is and whatever distance you're going to travel, it's nice to have a little bit of that break, surely, absolutely. Coming up this hour, too, you want to hear a woman who's a counselor who's dealt with troubled kids before and anxiety-ridden kids. We talked to her last week, and it seems almost more than appropriate to let you hear what she said, because I know many of you missed that. Remember, we just were dealing with what happened in Portland, Oregon. So Rhonda Martin is going to let us know what are some of the things that you can do. How can you see the signs? Because that's what everybody's talking about. Look for the signs. What can we see in the signs? Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, December 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1691.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1733.90, $866.95 for a half ounce, or $433.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $1733.90, $866.95, and $433.47.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Bag. Plus, you can chime in, throw in your 2 cents on Newtown, Connecticut, what we might be able to take away from this. Hopefully, some lesson, something. 855-266-KATE. That's the number, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dustin in Pennsylvania. Hey, Dustin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
I'm good, buddy. What's on your mind? What do you think? Are you are your friends talking about what happened in Connecticut?
Yes.
What do they say?
I'm doing pretty good, and yourself?
Whoops, we're losing you there. Sorry. Sorry, Dustin. Something, maybe it was a cell phone. The cell phone connection. You know, I sounded like he was at a house, though. So sometimes if you're driving with that cell phone lately, I noticed almost everyone seems to have an iPhone or an Android, but it's the service provider. Let's go to, oh, Bud's listening to us in New Jersey. Hello, Bud. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Kate. How about yourself?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, what I was looking to pay attention to that shooting up there in Connecticut. It's a damn shame. I was looking at the profile on that kid. And if you compare the profiles of all the massive shootings, they're almost the same. Look at Virginia Tech, ages between 18 to 24. Look at Colorado, almost the same ages. Look at the background, same thing. Everything is falling in place, or all these shootings, or statistic or whatever, you know, something to do with psychological. If you look at everything that's being in place. Now, the mother that had guns for a hobby, if she knew about her son, she could have kept them guns in a safe, inside a safe, so he wouldn't get at them, too.
Yeah, that's what I think. I wonder why she didn't, because was she in denial, thinking he was okay, would never do this kind of thing? What mother thinks, even if their son's having trouble, that he would possibly ever be capable of that? But still, guns would be dangerous if he wasn't right.
That's true. Yeah. She must have knew that he wasn't right.
Yeah.
It still falls back on her shoulders by not keeping the guns inside a safe where he couldn't get at them. I myself, I have weapons, but I have it in one safe on top of another safe. So if somebody goes to break in one safe, they got another one to break into.
Yeah, and good luck with that, right?
Yeah, and if I have a hard time getting into it.
Yeah. Good for you, bud. That's the way to do it. Keep it. You're a responsible gun owner. You know how to handle them.
I've been a cop for 25 years, and I've seen a lot of shootings. I've been involved in a lot of shootings, but not like this. But when you have a massive thing, I don't care what cop, what EMT, or a parent, it's going to get at you for a long while. You know, just like being in a war. It's going to stay with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're not going to erase it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that it was really horrific for those first responders. That's why they were telling the kids that were coming out of the school to close their eyes, and the teachers and other people that they eventually evacuated not to look, not to keep the eyes closed so they wouldn't have the memory that you just said that the others will take with them. Bud, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, Bye-bye. It's true. It's about being a responsible gun owner. That's what we should promote. Responsible gun ownership. You know how to use your weapon. If you had to use your weapon, you know exactly what you have to do. And you know how to keep your weapons. And I think the majority of people in all the conversations I've had with family members who have been longtime gun owners, and those who, frankly, aren't, That's what we keep coming back to. Stacy in Mississippi, hello.
Oh, darn, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind this time around?
Well, I've done cut my phone off, and it's a cell phone. I cut it back on because I heard you on the radio just before I come and took off. And it's something I talked to a guy on the same radio station. About the same thing you brought up. There's a guy that I went to school with. I went to three different schools in the same county. I went to Bay Springs, Stringer, and Silver Bay Academy. I went to three of them, and they're all in the same county. But everybody talked about this one guy, and he was a lawyer. He's a good-looking young man, but he never had a girlfriend. He wasn't gay or nothing, but he never had a girlfriend. He never had friends, never had anything. And everybody always thought, this guy's kind of weird acting, you know. And people thought, this guy right here might going to explode one day, but not in those words. But he did. I mean, did what he done. He went, he was about 25 or 26 years old. He went to a parts house and bought a part. It had been like a year and a half, 2 years old, and they couldn't exchange it. So, and then he exchanged it. So, he took not an automatic, fully automatic, but a semi-automatic. I think a 22, I believe. Anyway, shot all the windows out of the house, his truck, everything, and then wrote, "Helter Skelter, you will die in hell," with lipstick on the windows of the house. What people need to do, when you got children that you think that you got a problem with, you need to put them, I might have said to you before, they need to be on the same list, not as a sex offender. You need to put them on a list where people can be looking out for these people. I mean, because that guy, everybody that I went to three different schools with, everybody talked about this guy. He's going to explode one day, and he did. But he didn't kill anybody, thank God. But the dude did flip out, and they got him part. And, I mean, he shot, like, he unloaded the gun, reloaded it. It was like 20-some holes he put through the house. And the windows he didn't bust out, he wrote, "Helter Skelter, you will die in hell" on it. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah. Yeah. So to your point, Stacey, and you've said this before, is why, you know, maybe there has to be some kind of a list, but here's the problem. You know, if it's what the problem is people putting people's names on lists because they're struggling with a mental problem, and then they get help. What happens when they get help? They get treated. They're fine. You know, that's that whole stigmatism. How is the person a good person but just a little off? That's the problem.
I am so glad you brought that up. There's one other thing. Please let me say this. Okay, people that are the kids that have ADHD or whatever you call it and everything, mm-hmm. from Ritalin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it slows a kid down and speeding like crazy. Blah, 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 blah. Ritalin slows them down. Once they get to be 22, 25 years old, Ritalin is like a cocaine to a grown-up, and they keep giving it to them, and it speeds them up instead of slowing them down. I know. For a fact, myself. I know. I mean, drugs does not always work. I mean, there's something, it's not guns. People need to watch out for these people. And we could tell this guy when he was 16, 17 years old, there's something wrong. And
right.
Something did come out.
Right. Well, your story is interesting, and I think people are starting to say that about some of the other shootings that we've had, and putting together pieces of it. And are we drugging the kids too much to the point that Stacey says about Ritalin and whatnot? In fact, we'll talk about that when we speak to our ATN head shrinker. I call her affectionately. Psychologist Judith Barr is going to join us on our next show. She lives in Connecticut, and she's talked to so many people about this and has for a long time come on the show and talked about children and what happens and where we go from here and looking for warning signs. Plus, coming up around the bend, Rhonda Martin, if you missed her, she talks about random acts of violence. And we talked to Rhonda right when the mass gunmen opened fire in the crowded mall, if you remember, in Portland, and killed a couple of people. His gun jammed, or more people would have died there. We're kicking a can down the road. Hang with us.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ain't nobody else like me around. I don't need your inquisition. It ain't that hard to figure it out.
Talking about this, obviously, the last couple days, what happened in Oregon in the mall, two people killed, and then the young gunman turning the gun on himself and killing himself. And, of course, we're learning more now. There was a Facebook page, apparently, that had some details about Jacob Roberts, that's his name, where he had a couple of different comments. One, I have lived one crazy life so far. So in Oregon and elsewhere, we're trying to make sense of, wow, how does this happen? What happened? What happened to this kid in the panic? At thousands of people at a very crowded, crowded mall. So joining us in the wings right now, Rhonda Martin. She's a board-certified licensed professional clinic counselor, and she specializes in anxiety disorders. She's got a book out called Stuck, and check it out. It's a guide for kids and parents dealing with panic, anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive disorders. Rhonda, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So now we're starting to learn more details about, what happened here. People were describing, witnesses were saying, boy, he looked young. He looked like he could be a teenager. He was dressed in fatigues, camouflaged himself and had a hockey mask on. And, you look at a photograph of him, and he was young. He's 22. You look at a photograph of him, he looks like any other kid that could be in college or getting out of college. And it's so frightening to me to see how people seem to just be snapping. What, and of course you didn't treat him or know him, but when you hear stories like this and then you start to hear details about the gunman who then killed himself, what are you thinking about what's happening across the country?
Well, first of all, it's just so heartbreaking for the two that have been killed in this situation. My feelings go out to their families, and I'm hoping for the 15-year-old in the hospital to do well and recover completely. So, we have to just be thankful that although that's so heartbreaking with them, that because of the jammed gun and because the mall was locked down so quickly because of the quick response from the police force, the first ones were there within 90 seconds. In a way, we have to just say, at least this is where it stopped. So it could have been so much worse. And looking at it from the psychology perspective and trying to see what kind of person could do something like this, I think you had mentioned that there are some notes on his Facebook page still up, and a couple of those really give us an idea about personality disorders. In psychology, we tend to diagnose individuals as Axie 1 would be just major psychological issues, and then the Axie 2 is where we see personality disorders, which are some sustained issues that individuals usually can be diagnosed with somewhere in their mid-20s, but the behaviors are there usually long before that. And some of his comments are really all we have to go by, and a few of them, the one I'm the kind of person who's going to do what I want. I'm the conductor of my choo-choo train. He says there's no reason for another person to tell you what to do. Those tend to be the types of beliefs that people with narcissistic personalities have. And then if we look a little further onto some of what was on the Facebook page, he made reference to a cigarette burn on his own earlobe, has pictures of himself, photos in the shooting range. Those type of situations. I mean, who really is going to put that on their Facebook unless there's something going on with them? And that would fall more into a conduct disorder or kind of an antisocial personality type. Again, usually we don't diagnose that till mid-20s, but it's hard to read that Facebook information and not think of these two type of personality disorders.
Yeah, and I'll say this on the show, and I say, wow, if you can reach out to someone or you see some red flags, they look like they're dealing with something, if it's a coworker, isn't there a way to reach out and help people before they snap this way? But there was a girlfriend of his, somebody that he dated for almost 6 months, who I saw an interview with, and she said, I don't know what to feel. He was a really good guy. He was really happy, and he put everyone before himself. That was what she said. So I guess, is there anything people can do where they can reach out to someone at work, or is a question we can't answer. I don't know, but maybe we can reach out to people.
Well, one of the individuals that was interviewed said that his phone had been disconnected and that he sort of disappeared from what she had known of him for the past year or so, that something had changed. And I think anyone that has that happen, if that happens with any of our friends or family members, we do need to reach out and say, look, I tried calling you on the phone. The phone's disconnected. Is there something going on financially, or is there something else you need some help with? And reaching out is certainly what we can do. And with a lot of these tragedies that have occurred in the past year and a half that are similar to this, there generally are some footprints that happened prior to it. I know, I'm in Ohio, so reaching out to the Chardon shooting that occurred, there were some footprints on the Facebook page, and there were some signs ahead of time. And I think we're all just trying to be polite and not get involved in others' lives, but we really need to step up and do that. If there's any sign, it's not rude, it's caring.
Yeah, yeah, great point. What about, especially knowing that some things, patterns happen, that all of a sudden someone's dropped out, and so what is it, why have they dropped out? Why not find out, pick up the phone, or if they don't have the phone, it's disconnected, try to go over and see them or ask them questions. What about the people that I mentioned, witnesses? What about witnesses? Are they at a possible risk for post-traumatic stress?
They are, definitely. And this morning I had a radio show with a radio station in Portland, Oregon, and just listening to, there were 10,000 people that were doing holiday shopping or other errands in the mall at that time. And thinking about that number, it's so vast. And then the family members of those 10,000 that might have been at their home knowing that they were at the mall and have heard this on the news and became concerned if their loved one was okay. Those that have family members that they know have jobs in the mall, whether they were working or not, if you know someone worked there, that would certainly immediately traumatize the person. And so there was a lot of chaos and a lot of shock in that whole community, given that number of people that were involved. So with that, we definitely have to look to acute stress disorder, which is really the closer to the proximity of the traumatic event, the greater the likelihood a person would end up with that. And if they're having trouble sleeping after a week or 2 weeks, if they're hypervigilant beyond a few weeks, I mean, we want to know that that's normal at the beginning. The next few days, a door slamming or any sound is going to really upset almost all of those people that were in close proximity. But as time goes on over the next few weeks, we're hoping that those individuals that were there are able to get some normal sleep patterns back and are able to tell the whole story of what happened in a way that they remember all the aspects of it and that they can tell it and not just have little sound bites or just little flashbacks that they remember. We want them to be able to put it all together and be okay with it in a few weeks, enough that they can continue on with their own life. If not, then they would need to be looked at for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. We're speaking with Rhonda Martin. She, of course, as I mentioned before, is a counselor, a licensed professional clinic counselor. She specializes in anxiety disorders. I would imagine there's going to be some anxiety for people maybe heading to the mall. What about people trying to deal with that, not just in Portland, Oregon, but maybe across the country? Because this is the water cooler buzz, as you know, Rhonda. People are talking about this story a lot, so it elevates it even more. And people are shopping. This is the time of year where you run out to the mall and you're fighting for parking spaces and whatnot. So how do you deal with that without completely, constantly feeling that you have to look over your shoulder?
Well, I think that there'll be a small percentage of individuals that will just, they might have anxiety to begin with even before this, and they might decide just to order online and to do their shopping that way. But for the majority of individuals, I think that they'll return back to the mall as soon as we get an understanding. With a cinema shooting, a lot of people for the next few days were uncomfortable with the idea of going to a cinema at all. However, as soon as they understood the background, the psychiatric problems that seem to be prevalent with that, with the shooter there, I think the same thing is going to happen here. When we can learn more about who the shooter was and try to make some sense of it in whatever way is possible, in a matter of days, I think individuals will return back to the malls, but they might be a little bit more vigilant. They'll have their cell phone charged and with them in case they need it. They'll know where the exits are at, which was a very, very big issue in a lot of the stories from these witnesses at the mall shooting. So these individuals that return back to malls should know exactly where those exits are at. And I think it's fine to be a little bit more aware and vigilant. I know myself, when I get shopping for clothes, I might get a little bit too interested in that. And I think it's a good idea not to be, to be more aware. And but I think most people will return back to the malls and be fine in a few days.
Yeah, it's a good point anyway to know where the exits are. What if there was some kind of weird fire or something happened? It could be something else. And, of course, you're right. You get involved in the shopping. And I couldn't tell you, Rhonda, when I'm in Macy's or wherever, where the exits are. I'm always trying to find
exactly
where the car is.
Yeah, so. I understand. Likewise here. So, but, yeah, just whatever it takes for those people to feel more in control when they go back next time. So just knowing that. And, it's interesting. I had a few conversations today with some parents who said, I have three kids. kids, what would I have done if I was in a mall and something like that happened? It's a good point. Make sure when you go out to a place that you have enough help, you know, two parents and three kids, or if you can avoid that, because that would be difficult. So just whatever you can do if you have the anxiety to make sure you feel in control of yourself and your own safety in that situation.
Yeah, some great advice. Definitely, let's hope that we have the rest of the holidays a safe holiday for everybody, and don't get too concerned where you're so upset by what's happened that you can't enjoy yourself if you're going out there and you're shopping. Rhonda, great stuff. Pick up her book called Stuck. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the line sometime.
Thank you. Have a great evening, Kate.
You too.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Drops the throw, fires the out pattern, intercepted on the far sideline, and going all the way down the Broncos sideline is Chris Harris. Only Joe Flacco can catch him, and he will not get there as Chris Harris takes the ball all the way for a touchdown.
Back to look, sails it in zone. What a catch! Touchdown, Tony Gonzalez, and the right-hand dunk. Wow!
I don't know, Arch. Laser, rope, take your pick.
To the left side. They've got a wing set up on the right, offset eye in the backfield from the six. First and goal. Rodgers throws the left side back to him.
Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful, precise throw to the left corner of the end zone for the touchdown to James Jones, his third.
Takes the snap out of the shotgun. Blitz coming now. He has lots of time. Now breaks down, overthrowing. No, it's picked off Earl Thomas. Going the other way. Across midfield, still moving. 40, coming back. 35.
yard line. Keyshawn Martin away to the Houston 24. McAfee gets the snap on target. Raymond blocks it. It's loose inside the 10. Raymond picks it up at the 5. Raymond to the goal line. Touchdown, Houston! Brian Raymond for 6.
Rams across the line of scrimmage. It's Peterson up the middle. Has a gaping hole across the 20. 25, 30. 35, 40. There he goes. 50 right down the middle of the field. It's a foot race, and they're not going to get him. Bye-bye to Adrian Peterson. That's an 82-yard run. And just like that, the Minnesota Vikings are back on top.
A big blitz on Kaepernick. He's throwing, seeing extra people. Throws over the far side. Caught. Bring it away. Crabtree. Far side. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown. 49ers. Yeah. Crabtree.
Can Mark Sanchez bail himself out of a four-interception night and win the game? He's in the shotgun at the 25. Low snap. Lost the football. It's on the ground. Who's got it? A low snap. And the Jets turn it over.
The Jets lost that one, a Monday night bomb of a game. Tennessee 14, Jets
ugly,
10.
Ugly football.
It was. It was hard to even watch it. It was just pathetic, really. Mark Sanchez is, they just got to dump him. It's just not working out. They got to part company. See you, Sanchez. It's time to hit the road. But one of the best games of the weekend, and I watched this whole thing all the way through, the Dallas Cowboys, which I'm not a big fan of the Cowboys, but I'm a big fan of the way they played this game. This was entertaining. This is a game they've been waiting for. Dallas beat Pittsburgh 27-24 as a final in overtime. Pittsburgh had won the coin toss. They were trying to move down the field. They cough up the ball, and it was really exciting. It was good football. It was fun to watch it. Oakland blew out KC. Their woes are legendary. It's been a very rough year for them and for a lot of reasons now. And then, you know, you see a couple more of these crazy blowouts, like Seattle 50, Buffalo 17. What has happened to Buffalo? They thought they had some high hopes heading into the season, but no, hardly. Not a lot of high hopes for them. So some people are clinching. Some teams are clinching, like Green Bay in the North. And others are treading water, just trying to stay alive or battle it out for some sort of a wild card spot. It's down to that time of year where we're getting to the nitty-gritty, meaning you're either in, you're out, and you're looking for tee times. And I think some are looking for tee times already, knowing there's no way they're going to be able to hang in there. So it's over the Jets. This was it. They would have picked up their seventh win. Instead, they're 6-8. Tennessee in that Monday night win picks up their fifth. Maybe that contributed to it. It's like Philadelphia. What a pathetic season for them. Cincinnati trounced them on Thursday night, last Thursday night. And Cincinnati 34, Philly 13. But Philly, 4-10. And how about Denver? What a story that is for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning basically dumped by the Colts. He was emotional about leaving the Colts, the team he had played for since he jumped into the league, and now he has Denver at 11-3. They just made it a non-game against the Ravens. 34-17 was the final score, and Manning had another solid game. He's going to be very, very tough. Atlanta wipes out the Giants, which makes it more interesting for the game I was talking about, the Cowboys, because they're still in it. They're not out of it. And Washington picks up a big win over Cleveland, so that makes things a little more interesting there. The Minnesota Vikings did what they had to do. They pick up their eighth win. Our big Viking fan, Mr. Johnson, if you haven't run off to get a soda, that was a must-win game for them.
Must-win game, and right now we're sitting in the sixth seed in the playoffs, but it all depends on what happens with your NFC East, because we don't really control our own destiny. We can still win the next two games and not get in the playoffs, so I can't remember all the scenarios that have to happen, but I think we really need Washington to lose and possibly the Giants, because I don't think there's a way we can beat Dallas. I don't know how it all goes down.
Yeah.
The playoff scenarios, it's like every week it changes, and then you have to, like,
I know.
Interconference opponents and all this. It's like, I don't know. You need a actuary degree to figure it out.
You're right, and I love it when they do it on the pregame shows. They start to talk about it, and they say, well, if this happens, then this will happen. And then by then, you have no idea. It's like what they tell the players, don't pay attention to scenarios. Just go out and
just
play.
Win.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, just win. Don't look at the scoreboard. Don't be, you know, sitting there on the bench saying to each other, oh, they just lost, because then you just control your own destiny as much as you can.
The also intriguing thing about the Vikings right now is Adrian Peterson. He's getting awfully close to breaking Eric Dickerson's record for rushing yards in a season. And I think if you would have asked me about 2 games ago, I would have said there's no way he could do it. And it's very possible right now, the way he's going and where he's been running the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. You know, we've been talking about the NHL, Matt and I, because we're big fans of the hockey stick and the puck. And there's a chance the NHL and the players might be able to work out a deal, but I don't think it's a very good chance. So the thing is, if they do come back, if you do come back, how do you ever get fans to warm up to hockey again? It already was tough in some non-hockeyish areas where the fan interest had really waned. They're going to have on an incredible show to get people back. They're practically going to have to give away tickets, sell them for a dollar a night at the arena. If it comes back in time and they learn nothing from all the baseball woes, then they're going to have to lure the people back to the arenas. So the NHL fans, who are far and few between in some places, warm weather places especially, where they've been locked out, and they're the people that had the season tickets, I think it would be very tough to get people to want to come back, to hop on board after turning their back on the people. I guess they didn't learn anything about it. So a 48-game season, if they played a 48-game season, how would they do this? And they'd have to change the seating a little bit differently, and they could do it, but I'm telling you, they're going to have performers or something. They're going to have lots of giveaways, lots of free parking, anything that's considered to be an advantage. So maybe the fans who are diehards who would come back anyway win with this lockout. They're the ones who will have, in a truncated season, they'll have the most luck with the tickets and with the deals on the side. So they're probably the ones that are feeling the best about, frankly, about the NHL, because I don't see any great silver linings in this other than completely killing the sport that some people embraced from their birth and others could care less about, don't understand, even when they highlight the puck to try to help people wrap their brains more around
the score. Ever.
The flaring red puck that flew around the ice.
That was on Fox. That's so dumb.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb too. Here's the thing. You have to go to a hockey game. Once you go and you see it and you're in the middle of it, I think it you really catch on to what hockey's about. It's not hard to follow. It's fun. It's a fun sport, but I'm not the ambassador of the NHL. I'm just disappointed that it's gone away.
Beckham now knocked Hamlet to the ice, cross-checks him a couple of times. Well, call something, for God's sake!
That's exactly right.
I mean, he's looking right at it. He hit Hamlet twice, and they call absolutely nothing.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.